The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Thursday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sebilia, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
The promise of the so-called Great Society became a trap for millions of Americans. In many cases, those who get on government assistance too often get comfortable and figure out how to manipulate the system as much as possible so they can continue on the same pathway going forward. I've seen such thinking take down even the strongest of people.
Boy, this is such a...
That is Gianna Caldwell. Gianna Caldwell, before the House Ways and Means. That is so powerful. Gianna, kind enough to join us this morning. Gianna, welcome to the program, man. It was the House Ways and Means Committee. Is that where you were there? I'm so proud of you, man. That is, how did you get there? First of all, congratulations. Well done. God bless you.
Thank you. We're
one of the few that are speaking the truth. And how did you get before the powerful? They always say powerful before they say House Ways and Means. It's the powerful Ways and Means Committee. And there you are, my friend. God bless you. Walk us through that, please, Gianna.
Well, thank you for having me, Joe. And yes, that was the House Ways and Means subcommittee on welfare. So what they're looking to do is provide some welfare reform bills. And I was so thankful to be invited to share my story. Someone from the Trump White House suggested that the House Ways and Means Committee reach out to me. And we had a really good conversation as I experienced welfare throughout my youth. We lived in a project on the south side of Chicago. Mom was addicted to drugs for many, many years. She's clean now, thank God. But I've seen the effects of what welfare do, especially when there's not attachments to it, like work. There should be welfare reform. In the same spirit of Newt Gingrich and Bill Clinton, the 1996 welfare reform, you have to have accountability for people so as they get their benefits, they know that it's only temporary and they need to work as hard as they can so they can provide for their own family. And I think that's the best way for folks to have dignity and pride in what they do. Not a handout, but a hand up that's going to lead them to be independent and accountable to themselves.
Didn't they call it workfare back then? Newt Gingrich actually came up with it, but Clinton, President Clinton, was smart enough and worked with the other side enough to bring it forth. It's amazing that you went in, you listen. How do you take it to the next step, Gianna? You hope that you could attach it to some kind of legislation.
Yeah, you want to have a legislative vehicle, a model that is bipartisan, that certainly reforms the system, because there was a lot of benefits that occurred in the 1996 welfare reform bill. I'm reminded of a former colleague of mine when I worked for the Social Security Administration who came in through a program that was established because of the 1996 welfare reform program. They provided child care. She worked a job that was temporarily while receiving her benefits. And when the time came for the job to end, the agency hired her for a full-time role as a regular employee. So she was able to take her family off the welfare system, off the welfare rolls, and have a consistent income that she could be proud of because she was doing the work and providing for her own family and not the government. And I think that's extremely important. People forget oftentimes that there is a dignity associated with work. People, when they receive in welfare benefits, especially when there's a benefits clip, whereas if you make a little bit of money, they snatch the rug out from under you. When those kind of things happen, people don't want to work. They want to, just do just a little bit so they can keep the money coming in. And that's the wrong way of doing things. That's the wrong approach.
You know, Gianno Caldwell, taking the time out of his busy schedule to join us, and I love it. And Gianno, you're so young, man, and I got to think that, I remember, what was I, gosh, if I was in sixth, seventh grade, whatever it was, John Kennedy gets killed, you know, rest his soul. Then LBJ takes over, and he brings in something that you mentioned, and I'm so impressed that you are hip to this, the Great Society. And we thought, oh, isn't this great? LBJ's taking the mantra of the Kennedys and helping out, you know, folks in stressed area, at-risk communities. This is great. But that Great Society, I hear recently being criticized, and that was just a giveaway to, and I mean, you could say it better than I can, what, and you've said it before on the show, not using the harsh language of Lyndon Baines Johnson, but he was just looking for votes, was he not?
I mean, yeah, he said we'll keep these N-words voting Democrat for what, was it 100 years or
yep.
something like that?
Yep, yep.
You know, and then a lot of states, from some of the reforms that Democrats put in place, a lot of states created these rules where men couldn't be in the same house with the women if they were receiving government assistance, therefore completely changing the structure of the family when they could have done the same thing that Newt Gingrich and Bill Clinton did in terms of, we're going to give you time-limited resources, work, get a job, get off the system. That would have been effective, but instead, they took men out of the homes, which you need men, especially when you have, you know, little kids that you're raising. You need to have a really good direction. And that's not to say that women can't leave homes. We've seen a lot of single women do it, but God created the institution of family. He created that. That bond, that security for people in general. A man needs a woman and a woman needs a man. At least in my eyes anyway. Hopefully I don't get canceled for saying this. But I'm just telling you that is a very, very important institution that has been neglected and manipulated for years. Now you look at us as a country. Things are off balance largely because of that.
Yeah, so true. But I got to tell you, fathers in the household. Father, I told you this before when I went to the Newark Detention Center many, many years ago, and I've told the story before, forgive me, is when I saw a kid in an orange jumpsuit. I asked, hey, Mr. Piscopo, how are you? I said, what are you in here for? Homicide. He said, homicide. He was 15 years old. He said it like I would have said, we got into a fight after school. Homicide. Then I went in, talked to all the kids incarcerated. And how many fathers are in the house? Not one kid raised their hand. I'll never forget that. So that's why I always feel, and you know me, man. I mean, I'm like a professional athlete. I got a lot of kids and stuff, you know, but I'm just like, but I'm so dedicated to my children because you know why? They did not ask to be even born. It's my responsibility as a father to take care of these kids.
Absolutely.
And I'm on it constantly. Today I'm going to a recital today just to be there, to be presence. How could you change that tenor, that situation in the stressed areas of America, Gianno?
Well, when you think about it in a black community, I think it's about 80%, but it can be in the 70s now. Almost 80% of births in the black community are out of wedlock births.
Yeah.
That's a problem. When you think about the crime and violence that is occurring across our country, and that's being done by folks who come from single moms, no matter what. And, you know, obviously it can be different, of course, but any color, any race and any background knows that families suffer when you don't have that kind of leadership in the home. It can even be an uncle who jumps in, or a grandfather, or somebody from the outside who chooses to take a role in a child's life to mentor them, mold them in a way. You need leadership. You need people who've done this, who lived life and had a successful life. If you don't have those kind of influences, we're going to have a lot of folks shot, more folks shot on the south sides of Chicago, Detroit, Los Angeles, in New York. You need that. So that's why I think it's important for fathers to step up. Even if you know, you may be a father doing, like you, Joe, like you're taking care of your kids, but go and commit to mentoring someone else. Mentor another kid who needs somebody who's hungry and wants it. That's important.
That's so true. Before we let you go, Gianno Caldwell, great chat this morning. I see you warned us about Mayor Johnson in Chicago. You said it while he was running. You said, watch, this guy's going to be worse than Lori Lightfoot, the previous mayor. And here he is. Biden comes out of the limousine. They applaud Biden, and he goes, he wants 700 or so work permits for migrants, And then you know from our mutual friend, Pastor Corey Brooks, who comes on the show helping, working there, Project Hood, trying to bring back Chicago. Who is this guy Johnson? He's like from another universe, that he's not addressing the issues at hand. And it is indeed, as people in Chicago are saying, and you know best because you know that town better than anybody, but he's helping the migrants before he helps the people.
Exactly. And you know what, for far too long the Democratic Party have taken the black community for granted, but I'll tell you, the chickens are coming home the roost in the form of billions of dollars that African Americans in the black community have been, impatiently asking to have their problems solved, but you're constantly told that there's no resources for your issues.
Yeah.
You just got to keep voting for Democrats because the other side is racist. This is the boogeyman that they use. Now black folks are seeing all these new folks coming into the country that are illegal, knowing that if they did something wrong, they're going to jail. But all these new folks that are coming into the country, they're getting everything. They're getting universal income. They're getting housing. They're getting food. And then oftentimes when they get the food, they throw it out in the street. Like, they don't want it. They're like, this isn't good enough. Us staying in a $2,000 a night hotel isn't good enough for us. No, we want more. We want the American dream. Give us. You got influencers on TikTok, migrant influencers saying, hey, we're going to put out a list for you to go and squat in people's houses. This takeover is insane, and it's caused by Biden, and the Democratic Party has allowed it. I believe that we're going to see a true shakeup in the next election, and it's going to impact states like Illinois. If you get 20% of Cook County, which Chicago is in, if you're a Republican running statewide, you win. If enough black folks come out and say, I'm going to vote for Donald Trump in the city of Chicago, it becomes a swing state, and he wins it. And if that happens, it's going to be a major pie in the face of the Democratic Party. And one last point. I know you got to go.
No, man.
I think about how the Palestinians in Michigan and all over the country, how they had one issue with Joe Biden in the Democratic Party, just one, and how they all voting uncommitted in droves. They had one. Black folks have been having multiple issues with the Democratic Party, and they continue to vote for the Democratic Party. Black folks should be watching very closely what these folks are doing, the Palestinians are doing when they're uncommitted to Joe Biden. They should have been doing that a long time ago. It's insane.
Gianno Caldwell, so proud of you, my friend. Just proud to be your friend and proud of what you're doing in this great country. Keep up the great work, and please come back on the air anytime, all right?
Thank you for having me, Joe. Always a pleasure.
Thank you, Gianno. Gianno Caldwell, C-A-L-D-W-E-L-L. Gianno Caldwell. Google Gianno, Fox News political analyst, host of iHeart podcast, Out Loud with Gianno Caldwell. And speaking in front of the Yes Powerful House Ways and Means Committee and talking about welfare, workfare, that Newt Gingrich talked about in the 90s, that when he had the contract with America, if you remember. And then I remember Bill Clinton making the joke going after Newt Gingrich, and it was a playful joke where Bill Clinton said, a contract with America, it's a contract on America, like a hit or something like that. In the meantime, Clinton's smart enough to absorb Newt Gingrich's brilliant take on bringing in more police officers, on using workfare, have people work. This is a young man. This is the future right here in Gianno Caldwell speaking before the House Ways and Means Committee. It comes from the Donald Trump Organization. And I have to tell you, and I'm just flustered and flabbergasted and disappointed in my Democratic friends. What are they doing? Why? This is all Democratic initiative. It comes out of the Trump campaign. Donald Trump's the guy that creates the opportunity zones in the inner cities. Donald Trump's the guy that helps out historic black colleges and universities. Donald Trump's the guy that does the First Step initiative with wrongly accused and incarcerated black Americans. That's Donald Trump. Yeah. Yes, and those are facts, and those are initiatives that are on the book and that are historic. And Obama never did anything like that, and he's from Chicago. And what is Joe Biden doing now? And Gianno knows what he went through as a kid in Chicago, and then what he went through to watch his younger brother, 17 Christian, rest in peace, May the angels watch over him. And Christian got killed, murdered in Chicago. Still looking for the killers. And they just go on and expect the votes. They just, that's what the Democrats are doing. It's going to change. I really believe this time around it's going to be a major change. And Lord knows we need it. Because there but for the grace of God go all of us. You know, to like those folks in the stressed areas, please. 20 minutes after 9 o'clock, Debbie's out there. She does her fair of charity work and always helping out the less fortunate, and appreciate that. I like you posted that story about the sorority girls that helped the family got lost. The car went into the water. It was a sorority that saved their lives. Great story, Debbie. Thank you for that, right?
That one. Yeah, that was great. I love that. Yep.
Good stuff. Debbie's out there looking out for your traffic wise. Thank you, Deb.
Thanks, Joe. Let's see what's happening right now. We're still seeing delays on the LIE, Joe. This has been out here since 4:45 this morning. The LIE West, right past the Van Wyck. The right lane is blocked. It was a tractor-trailer fire. The fire extinguished, but they're still cleaning up the mess. They still have to offload the truck, so it's been taking quite a while. So expect delays back to the Cross Island. Watch for slowdowns as you head over to Vets Highway westbound at Lakeland Ave in Bohemia. That's construction in the right lane. And watch for a multi-vehicle accident on 82 in Fishkill, right by Mountain View Knowles Road. That's an accident with an ongoing investigation. Outbound George Washington Bridge, lower level construction till 10 this morning. Inbound GWB, almost an hour to the upper and lower level. Lincoln 35, Holland still about 30. Alternate side parking rules are suspended for religious observance. Metered rules in effect. Rain today with a high of 62. Rain tomorrow morning, then clearing, high tomorrow 63. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Well, thank you, Debbie. Since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been committed to supporting our nation's first responders and our veterans. Heroes who put their lives on the line for our communities and our country. Heroes like United States Army Major Jonathan Turnbull. Major Turnbull sustained devastating injuries at the hands of an ISIS suicide bomber. The complete loss of his left eye, a puncture in his right eye. He needed more than 20 surgeries and countless hours of rehabilitation. Tunnel to Towers paid off his mortgage, gave him a specially adapted smart home designed for his needs. He moves around his home more easily now. His home also gives him hope. With help from people like you, the foundation supports families like the Turnbulls. Join Tunnel to Towers in supporting America's heroes, please. Our nation's catastrophically injured veterans and first responders, homeless veterans, Gold Star families, and their families of fallen first responders, right? They all need our help. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers, please, at t2t.org. It's T, the number 2, and then t.org. By the way, 95.1 cents of every dollar goes directly to the programs at the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
The Secular Crew sees the numbers being fudged.
We have the best economy in the world. Jobs are up. Don't, you know, look behind the curtain. Everything is fine here. But how do you respond to that when you hear?
Well, it's certainly untrue, because a lot of the so-called job growth is simply a recovery of jobs that were lost during the pandemic.
Right.
And so Biden wants to take credit for that.
Secular. Afternoons at 4, right before Katz and Cosby at 5 on AM 970, The Answer.
This is Greg Floyd, president of Teamsters Local 237. Join me for Reaching Out. We'll talk about the issues that matter the most to working families, union members, and everyone who cares about the future.
On the next Reaching Out, Greg welcomes Congressman Richie Torres, who is continually finding solutions to the public housing crisis in New York City. Join Greg and Congressman Richie Torres this Saturday at 2:30 p.m. and 9 p.m. on AM 970, The Answer.
Craving that signature Sunday sauce? Michael's of Brooklyn will make your place a must. Join Michael's of Brooklyn Sauce of the Month Club. Receive a different jar of Michael's of Brooklyn pasta sauce, homemade pasta and biscotti each month for 6 months. Make your home the place to be with Michael's of Brooklyn signature fresh marinara right in your home. Visit michaelsofbrooklyn.com and order online. That's michaelsofbrooklyn.com. Michael's of Brooklyn, serving the community since 1964.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
The boys of summer are back at it, and at Route 22 Toyota in Hillside, New Jersey, that means it's time for their Grand Slam event. Our friend Alex Kinsella over at Route 22 Toyota is a big baseball fan, and he's celebrating the season with the best offers of the year, like zero down leases, on all your favorite Toyota models, and low 1.99% APR financing up to 72 months. Plus, at Route 22 Toyota, they're offering unbelievable lease deals starting at just $79 per month on some of your favorite Toyota models. You can call them today, 973-705-8905, 973-705-8905. I know it's tough while you're driving to hear a number when I give you the number, you know, so please remember, if you can, Route22Toyota.com, all right? Because during their Grand Slam event, you can speak with someone in Alex Kinsella's team about Route 22 Toyota and your favorite Toyota model. And check this out. Remember, please, everyone drives at Route 22 Toyota thanks to their goal for 100% credit approval. It's all going on right now as I speak during their Grand Slam event, where you can save big on your next Toyota from Route 22 Toyota in Hillside, New Jersey. Again, Route22Toyota.com. Remember to tell them Joe Piscopo sent you.
Brandon Tatum, tonight at 8 on AM 970, The Answer.
Joe Piscopo on the radio. It's 925. Gordon the Great, Gordon Chang. He's got his book is China is Going to War, and he is traveling everywhere, speaking everywhere, and kind enough to take time with us on the radio this morning. Gordon, welcome back to the show. Great to have you with us always.
Oh, well, thank you so much, Joe.
I was thinking about you coming home Monday at Terminal A, and all the Jersey-centric things in Terminal A at Newark Airport. You're absolutely right. Gordon's been complaining as you listen to Chang and Piscopo on the radio. You've been saying, it's all about New York, Statue of Liberty, which is in New Jersey anyway, but they still make it New York this, New York that, NYPD, who we all love and are very proud of, but no Jersey. Well, Terminal A, everything, the Garden State Diner. I mean, they had everything there, Gordon, right? It was great to see.
Right, and we left from Terminal A on Monday. And by the way, you know what we saw? We saw those pop-up quizzes that we've talked about before. And I learned that in the Garden State, the great state of New Jersey, there are 40 state parks that you can visit. And I've decided I'm going to visit all of them.
You know, they got these pillars, these like columns with LED lights. And on the we were with Charlie, it was with my 13-year-old, and I start looking and they start asking questions about New Jersey. Now I'm testing, you know, this Jersey boy, Gordon, is testing his Jersey knowledge, man. And there were a lot of folks I didn't know. And people who helped the state and what the national bird is and everything like that. So we're coming around. We'll get there soon enough, Gordon. At least we're making some headway, right, sir?
Right. And by the way, I learned on Monday that the state fruit, I didn't know this, Joe, but the state fruit is the blueberry, which, by the way, is one of my favorite fruits because I have it almost every day. So, and it's great. It's got a lot of antioxidants and all the rest of that crap. But by the way, I learned it. It's New Jersey.
It is, and cranberries and fruit. And yes, and the bird, of course, is the American goldfinch. Who knew that? Who knew that? See, we have to have a seminar about New Jersey, Gordon Chang. Let's go way overseas here. I want to see what's happening with Japan. And I like the way whoever's running this in the administration, Gordon Chang, is bringing Japan in. They're trying to bring Australia in because they're trying to build up the Pacific Rim, if you will. But the reason for that is this: Biden doesn't know how to deal with President Xi in China. I mean, am I right?
You're absolutely right about that. And you're right about Japan. Japan right now is in two groupings that the Biden administration, to its great credit, put together. There's JROPIS, which is Japan, Republic of the Philippines, and the U.S., and JROKIS, which is Japan, Republic of Korea, and the U.S. And what we're doing is we're bringing our allies together. Now, the one thing that isn't good is that Biden yesterday, he said, well, you know, we're putting together these groups. You know, Japan is helping us. We're doing all sorts of new stuff. But it's not directed at any third country. Well, that's just ridiculous. Everybody in the world, including the Chinese, know it's directed against them. And Biden should have the courage to say, look, we're doing this because China's belligerent. China is doing this, doing that. And we're not going to allow China to get away with this anymore. We need to dare to say the name China, China, China.
Yeah, he's like afraid of it. It's inexcusable. And when you think about how during the Second World War, when a Japanese going after the Chinese, how horrific that history is, and then China would open up airfields when we did the Mitchell bombers, if you remember that, I think it was right before Midway in the Second World War. And it's interesting to know, because our producer Joseph Belia asked how, and the young folks aren't going to know, and how we dealt with Japan after the Second World War, as vicious as it was, including the Bataan Death March. You know the whole history, the horrors that Chinese had spewed upon it from Japan. Then we went on to be best friends with Japan. To this day, we're best friends with Japan. And now we're working against China with Japan. Can we ever get that with a China? I guess I should ask this question, Gordon Chang, and I fear to ask it because I know your book is called China is Going to War. Will there be a hot war with China? Is that a possibility?
Well, I think that it's a probability because we see China doing things which are really, really dangerous. You know, there's a lot of turmoil at the top of the Chinese political system right now. That makes China impossible to deal with. That means any incident can spiral into great war. And we see the Chinese probing. They're probing Japan. They're probing Taiwan. And really, very provocatively, they're probing the Philippines at this moment. And something is going to go wrong, and China will not be able to deal with anybody in a responsible manner. So that's why we're going to be really concerned. Xi Jinping talks about going to war all the time. He's preparing for war. You know, it is just, we have never seen in history a militant state, you know, rapidly militarizing that hasn't gone to war.
Yeah, it's so scary that we can't seem to settle it. And again, just please understand as you listen to Gordon Chang and Joe Piscopo on the radio, what you're seeing now, it's smart on the whoever's it, because I know it's not Blinken, whoever it is in the Biden administration to get the nuclear submarines to Australia, to join together with Japan to build that Pacific Rim. But the question is this, why won't Biden deal directly with Xi the way Donald Trump did, right between his eyes? That's the only thing this guy understands. And I don't know if we could hold on to November, but hopefully we will. Hopefully there is a change, because I'm afraid, and they keep talking that China will not make a move. China won't go into Taiwan. But with the earthquake and everything, I feel they're just going to absorb Taiwan, Gordon Chang. And that's a very much a possibility, correct?
Yeah. Right now, we have Taiwanese. They self-identify overwhelmingly as Taiwanese only. But the Chinese believe that the people in Taiwan are Chinese. And that is, you know, that's what Xi Jinping says. He says, look, you know, I can't pass this problem, and he calls it a problem, down from generation to generation. And in Xi Jinping's New Year's message for 2024, this year, which was issued in December, he listed the annexation of Taiwan in a paragraph of the things that he wanted to see happen this year.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see what happens, Gordon Chang. We appreciate your take on everything, but don't you think, Gordon Chang? And I said it once, I'll say it a thousand times. This is the time to move. Whether it's sanctions, it was nice to see Yellen go over there saying, "Don't dump your material and your goods on us." That was good that Janet Yellen did that. But again, they're just laughing, I think, because Biden doesn't have the strength. And at this point, I mean, China is weakened enough that we could really stop the problem. And that's me talking, and I think you'll agree. Gordon, help me out before we let you go. China, am I right about that, correct?
You're absolutely right about that. You know, now the Biden administration looks like it wants to help China. They shouldn't be doing that. They should be doing what Reagan did, which was putting the Soviet Union out of its misery. We should be doing the same thing with communist China. And, you know, instead of holding these meetings with Japan and the Philippines in the Washington, D.C., they should be holding them in Hoboken, because we need to show them that we're Jersey guys. We don't take this.
That's right. You know? What would the chairman of the board do? Of course. This would be it. That's exactly. Yeah. But Gordon, you're the best. Thank you. And I worry too. Vladimir Putin working with Xi. They got the Russian representative was talking to Xi just I think yesterday. That's a little scary. Yes.
Yeah. The Sergei Lavrov, the foreign minister, was in Beijing. Janet Yellen was also in Beijing. You know, This is, and Janet Yellen was pleading for 4 days. You don't plead with the
Chinese.
Show a little Hoboken attitude. It's like the docks in New Jersey. You do not want to go down in the docks in New Jersey unless you're fully on board with those guys. This is what we need to do.
We need a Sinatra summit. That's what we need. Yeah, I got you, Gordon. That's good. Thank you, Gordon. God bless, man. Thanks so much. Great chat always. Vital chat with the great Gordon Chang. Thank you, my friend. We'll see you soon, Gordon. Thank you.
Thanks, Joe.
Take care, Jersey boy, Gordon Chang, right there. Hey, 935, he's right, though. You know, the little attitude, the little Jersey attitude in negotiations. It's scary, scary. Check out the book from Gordon, please. China is going to war. And at Gordon Chang on X. Yeah, you want to, Gordon G. Chang on X. Hey, 934, Mike Davis, again, with all the legalities and all the situations that Donald Trump is going through, what's happening next week. Mike has all the information and how wrong every single one of these things are. Okay, 934, Al is in the newsroom on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
52 degrees at 935. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Broadway gearing up for what's known as the Theatrical Super Bowl. From April 17th through April 25th, 12 plays and musicals are opening on the Great White Way. That's the cutoff date in order to be eligible for a Tony Award nomination. Tony nominations are being announced on April 30th. The awards telecast is on June 16th. Broadway officials still say attendance has not yet returned to pre-pandemic levels. Roots and Star Trek actor LeVar Burton hoping there won't be more budget cuts to New York City libraries. The Daily News reports Burton, who also hosts the children's show Reading Rainbow, urged New Yorkers to sign a petition asking for budget cuts to be reversed. Burton is upset over the recent loss of access to libraries 7 days a week. Meantime, Mayor Adams' office says another round of cuts to libraries this month has been canceled, but wouldn't say if the mayor would undo previous cuts. In sports, Yankees couldn't complete the sweep over the Marlins, losing to Miami 5-2. Wednesday's game between the Mets and Braves postponed due to rain. That game will be made up on September 26th. The Nets, they won their final home game of the season. They took down the Toronto Raptors 106-102. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame has got the answer.
Good morning, Al. Alternate side parking rules suspended for religious observance. Meter rules in effect. A tough ride on the way to the inbound GWB. 8095 local lanes getting up past exit 69 in Ridgefield Park. It's an accident about an hour at the George Washington Bridge. Outbound George is moving solely on the lower level with construction. Lincoln 30 and Holland 30 as well. Let's go out to the LIE. It's been tough all morning. LIE westbound still moving solely right past the area of the Grand Central. The problem is a truck fire in the right lane, and they're still cleaning up from that earlier tractor trailer fire. They still have to offload the truck, so delays extensive through that area. Watch for delays on the Bronx River Parkway North at the Sprain, an overturned vehicle getting into Yonkers, and over on Tunnelly Ave as you head southbound into Patterson Plank Road over in Secaucus. It's an accident. One lane remains blocked. 9 northbound in Sayreville construction. Rain today, high of 63. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
All right. Thank you, Debbie. Let me tell you about Connors and Sullivan, okay? You need a will, trust, power of attorney, health care proxy, living will, or estate plan. You can attend a Connors and Sullivan's free seminar. Have all your questions answered by Mr. Mike Connors himself. How about that? Wednesday, April 24th at Connolly's Corner, Grand Avenue in Maspeth, Queens, 3 and 7 p.m. Thursday, April 25th at Don Roberto's, that is Forest Avenue, Staten Island. Hello, Staten Island, 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. Friday, April 26th, the Adria Hotel, Northern Boulevard, Bayside, Queens, 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. Monday, April 29th at the Greenhouse Cafe, 3rd Avenue, Brooklyn, 3 p.m. and 7 p.m. Tuesday, April 30th at the Buckley's Restaurant in Sheepshead Bay in Brooklyn, 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. You see, Mike goes out for free. He gives 2 seminars a day. Now, if you can't make any of these free seminars, just call Connors and Sullivan at 718-238-6500, 718-238-6500 for your own free office appointment. It's Connors and Sullivan, 718-238-6500 or ConnorsandSullivan.com.
If you need bold
banners to boost your business, but you're on a budget. Think Staples. Posters, flyers, signs, and menus for less? Think Staples. Staples can print anything you need to move your business forward. Now at Staples, save $50 on your print purchase of $150 or more. Same day service available on hundreds of items if you order by noon. And all backed by Staples' Print Perfect Guarantee. So it's done right or it's printed again free. Staples, your local print and marketing expert. N61, visit staples.com/print for details.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere. From dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Tell you about Fast Tag Industries, helping with all your construction and demolition and weekly waste removal needs. Roll-off containers, 10 to 40 yards, perfect for house, garage, cleanouts, construction, demolition, debris. My house is like kind of a stop-by for tourists now because they want to see how clean the garage is from Fast Tag. You think I'm kidding? So I'm telling you, they specialize in removal and recycling of dirt, rock, concrete, brick, asphalt through all five boroughs, New Jersey, now Westchester County. So the rear load trash containers from 1 to 10 yards, compactors 25 to 40 yards, number one supplier of recycled product, and also this, number one wholesaler of virgin quarry materials from bluestone and sand to Belgian block, number one provider of roll-off containers. They came out to the house. I got to tell you, I had the best time with them. They brought a big garbage truck down the driveway, that beautiful, cleanest garbage truck I've ever seen in my life, and a big, and they cleaned out the garage in an instant, and then just surprised me by also taking the bins that I have to walk. I tell you, I walk them all the way up, you know. And no, Fast Tech, and the folks at Fast Tech took care of every little nuance around the garage, and I appreciate that more than I could tell you. Joe's a great guy. We shout out to Teresa and the great team at Fast Tech. Give them a call, all right? I think you'll be able to take care of your house and keep it clean with Fast Tech. And check out the virgin quarry materials, bluestone, beautiful bluestone, and Belgian block at Fast Tech. 718-494-1600. 718-494-1600. Mention this ad that I'm talking about right now. You get $25 off your next roll-off container rental. All right, go online to fasttechindustries.com, FazTechIndustries.com. Fast Tech Industries is now serving Westchester County. Fast Tech Industries is a DeFazio company.
Got something to say? Call into the Joe Piscopo Show right now, 877-970-2999. That's 877-970-2999.
A ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding.
Joe Piscopo, live on the radio, live as live can be, 941. Mike Davis is founder of Article 3 Project, former law clerk for Justice Neil Gorsuch, and former chief counsel for nominations for the United States Senate Committee on the Judiciary. Mike, welcome back to the show. Thanks for taking the time this morning, my friend.
Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you for being so clear on TV, too. I watch you. You come in. I know you're on a lot, and we appreciate really your time this morning. What... Talk about the judge denying Donald Trump's attempt to delay the hush money trial and also quote-unquote hush money trial, statute of limitations, what Alvin Bragg did to bring that back. What are we going with Fannie, what's her name, Willis? I mean, this is a nightmare, Mike, and you're the only one. You're so clear when you describe it all, Mike Davis. Please walk us through starting with this trial that's supposed to happen next week with President Trump, please.
On Monday, April 15th, you have this Soros-funded Manhattan DA, Alvin Bragg, bringing the first criminal trial ever against a former president. And it is obviously lawfare and election interference. They went to this Democrat Manhattan judge, Juan Merchan, who donated to Biden in 2020 and another anti-Trump cause. He's clearly biased. His adult daughter is a Democrat's political consultant who has profited from this trial. She's Lauren Merchan is the adult daughter. She's made money from this criminal prosecution. She's raising money from this criminal prosecution. She's consultant for Biden and Harris and many other Democrats before. This is a clear violation of New York law. He should recuse, and he refuses to recuse. Remember what this case is all about. You have Alvin Bragg bringing these felony charges against President Trump for the non-felony of a businessman settling a nuisance claim. And this happened allegedly back in 2017. And Alvin Bragg says that that was somehow election interference in 2016. So how was he interfering in the election in 2016 when these alleged felonies happened in 2017? And what you have here is President Trump allegedly paid off a nuisance claim to make it go away, which is routine. And Alvin Bragg is taking what are at best time-barred bookkeeping misdemeanors, and I don't even think they're bookkeeping misdemeanors, but at best they're time-barred bookkeeping misdemeanors, and they've been converted somehow into felony campaign finance violations. And the prior Manhattan DA, Cy Vance, passed over this bogus theory against Trump. The Manhattan U.S. attorney passed over this bogus theory. The Federal Election Commission passed over this bogus theory. Alvin Bragg himself passed over this bogus theory. It wasn't until Matthew Colangelo got sent from the Biden Justice Department, a very senior political appointee, a Democrat operative, to resurrect the zombie case and bring the first indictment ever against a former president. And all this lawfare, these four different criminal indictments by these Democrat prosecutors and Democrat officials, they waited 30 months to bring these indictments, and then they timed these trials back to back to back this year to interfere in the election. This is obvious lawfare. This is obvious election interference.
How? Thank you for that, Mike Davis. How does this happen in America? How does this happen? Everything you said is not political. Everything you said is objective, fair, and a great overview and a brilliant take on what's going on. And the press leaves it. They leave it alone. I watch my news, my favorite local news channel. I'm watching TV, and they talk about it like, oh, my gosh, it's a slush fund trial for Donald Trump, and they sensationalize it. And then, you know, we got to turn to you to speak the truth in America in 2024, Mike Davis. But, and again, talk us through, if you would, Fannie Willis, this ridiculous thing. How is she, how is this woman still out there? She lied on the stand. Did she not lie on the stand? How does this woman go, I wish I could go on vacations like Fannie Willis went on vacations. Where did that money come from? Where did that quote unquote cash come from? And what's going on with Tish James? What's going on? I mean, all, and Jack Smith, they let Joe Biden off the hook with all of his quote unquote classified document situations. But they're going after Trump. But just to encapsulate it all, Mike, I'm sorry for ranting, but it's so confusing to a layman like myself that I think Trump, because good will always, I think, prevail over evil, Trump walks away from all this. Yes?
Well, he should, because these Democrat prosecutors have brought four different criminal indictments for non-crimes. And then you have Big Tish James, the New York Attorney General, bringing a fraud case against Trump for the non-fraud of a businessman paying back sophisticated Wall Street banks in full, on time, as agreed, with interest. And somehow that's fraud in New York, right? Yeah, it's just insane. And with these criminal cases down in Georgia, both Jack Smith and Fannie Willis, Big Fannie, have charged President Trump for January 6th for the non-crime of objecting to a presidential election and trying to twist arms politically. That is allowed by the Electoral Count Act of 1887. Democrats objected to Republican wins in 1968, 2000, 2004, yep. 2016. You don't see Al Gore and Hillary Clinton and John Kerry in jail for objecting to Republican wins. It's also allowed by the First Amendment. Down in Georgia, with Big Fannie Willis, she had an illegal financial stake. She has an illegal financial stake in this criminal prosecution of Trump. She paid Nathan Wade, her dumb, unqualified boyfriend, as the special prosecutor in this case, and she paid him $250 an hour, and he doesn't have the relevant experience. They brought this bogus RICO case against Trump and 18 others, this big, dumb case, because Big Fanny is making a lot of money off this case. She's taking illegal kickbacks from her dumb, unqualified boyfriend, Nathan Wade, and in the form of these lavish trips. Big Fanny's getting taken all over the world to, like, Belize, the Caribbean.
Amazing.
She's living large. She's a Grey Goose girl, she said, and she's living large, taking these illegal kickbacks. Wow. And Big Fanny is prosecuting this unprecedented January 6th case against Trump. I mean, it's ridiculous. This is obviously lawfare and election interference. Jack Smith is the other one. He has two cases. He's bringing espionage charges against President Trump for the former president having presidential records in the office of former president, which is allowed by the Presidential Records Act. At the same time, Merrick Garland and the Biden Justice Department gave Joe Biden a pass when he admitted to having classified records and using them for his $8 million advance on his book when he illegally shared his records with his ghostwriter. This is obvious. This is obviously a lawfare and election interference. It's driven by Biden. Biden has his fingerprints on all four of these unprecedented criminal prosecutions against President Trump.
And who's running it from the White House? Because Merrick Garland looks too feeble. Biden is too feeble. Who's the culprit pushing all this, do you think, Mike Davis? Quickly, if I may, sir.
Well, just remember, it might be Biden and his White House counsel. Because remember, Nathan Wade, this moron who Big Fanny hired, billed the taxpayers of Fulton County for his two meetings with the Biden White House,
yes,
including the White,
yes,
House counsel, before,
wow,
they brought this indictment. So it shows that they obviously, Big Fanny and Nathan Wade, obviously colluded with the Biden White House and Biden White House counsel before they brought this indictment against Trump, because he billed his time. He billed 16 hours of his time for these two meetings with the Biden White House.
Mike Davis, no notes off the top of his head, just brilliantly laying out what is wrong with everything they're doing against Donald Trump. Mike, God bless you, man. Thank you so much. Please come back when you can.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Mike Davis, a founder of the Article 3 Project. I'd have the whole brief in front of me to figure that one out. He's going off the top of his head. And you know what? And politics or not, it's what's wrong is wrong, and what's right is right, and what's going on is so wrong. In my opinion, that's Piscopo talking. And we go to Debbie Duhame checking out traffic. She knows what's happening on the roads. It's a 9:51. How we doing out there, Deb?
Oh, Joe, it looks like we're still seeing issues here on the LIE westbound right past the Van Wyck. The right lane is blocked. They're still cleaning up from the earlier tractor-trailer fire. As I take a look, I see lots of police department activity out there, a crane. They still have to offload this truck, so it's taking a while. That's why the delays are pretty tough here, LIE west right into the Van Wyck. If you're heading to the Bronx River Parkway north at the Sprain, it's an overturned vehicle getting into Yonkers. Couple of lanes blocked there. Over on Tunnelly Ave South at Patterson Plank Road in Secaucus, looks like an accident. The right lane is blocked. On the way to the George Washington Bridge, 8095 local lanes at Ridgefield Park, an accident an hour in as you head to that upper level. Lower level, about 45. Lincoln 25, Holland 25. Alternate side parking rules are suspended for religious observance. Metered parking rules in effect. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo. AM 970, The Answer.
Thank you so much for those of you giving to our effort with Food for the Poor to try to feed those who are hungry in the 17 poorest countries here in the Western Hemisphere. And why there? Because that's where Food for the Poor works. Anitra Parmali is back with us from Food for the Poor. And Anitra, Food for the Poor has been doing this a long time.
We have for over four decades. And so we've perfected the lack of friction on your gift. We want to commit to you that your money is going to do the most good for a mother like Isabel. Isabel has only one prayer. She has done everything to try and feed her children, but it has been fruitless. She's unable to work. The price of food is skyrocketing. When when your gift is communicated to her, when Isabel discovers that the weight of fear can roll off her back, I mean, it makes the hair on my neck stand up just to recognize the 180. Right now, a mother has no idea that you're about to say yes and decide to step into her life and the lives of her children with hope and with food for a year and a future. That's on the other side of your generous gift right now.
Can you be as generous as you can right now, friend? Isabel and other moms like her are going to find it incredibly encouraging that someone answered their prayer directly. Here's the phone number, 855-919-4673, 855-919-4673. And every gift you give right now will be matched. So twice as many children will be fed, twice as many mothers will be helped because you gave your gift right now. 855-919-4673, or go online to am970theanswer.com.
Listen to AM970 The Answer on Alexa, TuneIn, iHeart, or Odyssey.com.
It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
A damp start to what's going to be a very windy and wet day with some showers in the afternoon, a high around 64, but then it's tonight into tomorrow morning that we're going to see even windier conditions, heavier rain, and even some stronger wind gusts at times with some rumbles of thunder. Expect some flooding on streets, sidewalks, and the poor drainage areas slowing travel and minor to moderate coastal flooding. The rest of tomorrow we'll just have a couple afternoon showers and a high of 64. I'm Jeff Nordine on AM 970, The Answer.
Well, you're very kind to listen to me telling you about Relief Factor every morning as we go into Mike Gallagher. You know, because I tell you about Keith, I tell you about Leah, last hour, I tell you about Keith, you know, and he was 51, only 51, but he felt like his body was wearing out, so he gave Relief Factor a try, and he says he has little or no pain in his knees, highly reduced neck pain, feeling so much better, he pursued a second degree black belt. So if you're living with aches and pains, and you see how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement, can help you live and feel better every day, you go to relieffactor.com, and you will see how, indeed, this product works. 800-4-RELIEF. You can call and talk to a human being. How about that? But sometimes when I talk to my martial artist friends and I'll say, yeah, well, you know, got the pain here, pain there, they stop, they listen, they know exactly about pain, especially martial artists. And then they said, what's in Relief Factor? They'll listen intently and I'll explain to them the omega-3s. I'll explain to them turmeric and I'll explain to them resveratrol. And that's curious because that's so smart that resveratrol is an antioxidant. I had no idea. I knew it was an antioxidant. I didn't know it was an anti-inflammatory ingredient. And that's exactly why they put resveratrol into Relief Factor. 100% drug-free. Let's get you out of pain. 800-4-RELIEF. 800, the number 4, the word relief, or again, please, relieffactor.com.
Mike Gallagher is next on AM 970. The Answer.
Being beat up and battered around. Been sent up and I've been shut down.
Listen to this. Listen here. You got this. I'll let me see if I can start this up again. Oh, this is for Joe. This is for
in, please.
Paul, true or false, there is a new bra on the market that squeaks in various musical tones. The hills are alive.
The sound of music. Yes. It was so inappropriate.
It was very off-color. And in daytime television, mind
you. Daytime television. Peter Marshall, Hollywood Squares, man. And I'm like, but that's like the rage online now, you know, Joe.
Oh, yeah. Paul Lynde has somehow become, I think, almost more popular now than he was in his heyday. He has really a cult following.
Was that the 70s? I guess 70s?
The 70s was really, yeah. The 70s would have been sort of his peak because he was doing Hollywood Squares. He had his own sitcom for a season. Then he did The New Temperatures Rising. And then he was on Donnie Marie as a regular. He did all the variety shows.
Right. Paul Lynde. How funny is that, though, man? And you know what? When I'm looking at some of the things, and it's so risque that he did it. They let it go.
Johnny Carson said to Paul Lynde when he had him on The Tonight Show, he said, the stuff that you get away with on Hollywood Squares, we couldn't get away with this hour of the night.
Yeah, maybe because it was Paul Lynde, right? The one-man show coming to a theater near you.
They
starring...
already have that. He was doing it out in Vegas, I think.
Yeah, but he doesn't do it like you do it, Joe.
No, but he does it like...
Thanks. Great show, Joe. What an important show this morning. Yeah. Thank you so much. So proud that we really lead the pack. Guests and trying to execute the best radio show that we possibly can. And we thank you for that, Joe Sebelia. Thank you. And Al Gattulo, can't do it without you, brother. And Debbie Duhame, certainly. So proud of this team being, in my opinion, the number one morning show anywhere. And I say that with great, great humility. Cara Fasaro, thank you. Michael, thanks for checking the phones. Mert Roberts is going to podcast this sucker. The live broadcast will be podcast momentarily. In the meantime, Piscopo on the radio, thanking you with all my heart and all my soul. Make it a great day because you deserve it.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
51 degrees at 959. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Hofstra University's master's program in nursing getting high marks. U.S. News and World Report ranking the program at number 38 on this year's list of graduate programs. Meantime, Adelphi came in at number 92. Malloy listed at number 98. Some of the factors that make up the rankings include program size, research, and faculty resources. Next week, a park in Homedale, New Jersey, will be named after a local resident to commemorate a historic achievement in the study of space. On April 20th, a 35-acre plot of land in Crawford Hill will be named after Dr. Robert Wilson, one of the scientists who worked there using the Horn antenna. The Horn antenna was key in the discovery of cosmic background radiation of the Big Bang, the event that is considered the beginning of the universe. Homedale officially took over ownership of the land back in January. Wall Street opening with stocks higher. This as the producer price index report for March came in below expectations. Wholesale prices rose by 0.2% last month against the projections of 0.3% at the opening bell. The Dow, the S&P 500, and NASDAQ all trading higher. In sports, Yankees lost to the Marlins 5-2. Mets and Braves postponed due to rain. Nets beat the Raptors 106-102. You now know what's going on. Have a great day, everyone. I'm Al Gattulo, AM 970, The Answer.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.